One of the greatest privileges I had as a child was being born into a Christian home where both my parents knew the Lord before they were married. And from the very beginning, when they had their children, we were brought up in the fear and nurture and admonition of the Lord. What a blessing it is to have parents who have faith in God, because there are so many children today that don't have that privilege, and more so. Teenage years are hard years for young people, and I find them very hard for me as well. Outwardly, things were going well. That's always the strange thing. You can carry off yourself in a way that gives the impression all is well. And I was still reading a daily devotional book. I was still going through at least a form of prayer. But I was into my 14, 15 years, that age group, and I was not walking with God as I should have been. 15 or 16, the Lord began to deal with my heart and show me those sins and reveal that to me through the preaching of the Word. And that was the other outstanding factor in my life at that time, just the benefit of being under the sound of God's Word. Week after week, I got very quickly involved in the church. I didn't want to be in church just to sit there. And the Lord began to deal with me and revive my own heart, and I thank Him for His great mercy as a 15, 16 year old, drawing me back to Himself and taking away that hypocrisy and the coldness that was there at that time and drawing me to Himself. So that was a tremendous blessing. I remember very distinctly sitting in a service for young people in another congregation, and the minister preaching on that text, "For to me to live is Christ, to die is gain." And it was as if the Lord had just drawn very close to me that night and said, "Are you going to live your life for me?" I wrestled for years with assurance or lack of assurance, feeling that I had to feel something or I had to do something in order to have assurance. And I discovered, just by listening to older Christians, that it's not my work that gives me assurance, it's Christ's work. My faith was often weak and is often weak, but it's Christ's work that made the difference. And I began to see that as a 17, 18 year old, and that had a tremendous benefit. We decided to go to the youth fellowship in the church, and I'd never been to the church youth fellowship before, but there was a young man, the youth leader, and they asked us to come to the fellowship. They had a late night prayer meeting on a Friday night at 10 o'clock. We called it a revival prayer meeting. And the youth fellowship was on from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And then we had a break, and some people went home and some people came. And we prayed from 10 o'clock maybe to 12, maybe 1 o'clock, 1:30, 2 o'clock. Sometimes just 5 or 6 of us. But those prayer meetings were phenomenal in helping me unburden myself before God in prayer. There was something attractive about being in the Lord's house with the Lord's people. And we couldn't get enough of that. If there was a gospel mission for 2 weeks, we were at the gospel mission. If there was youth meetings, we were at the youth meetings. If there was a service in another church somewhere else, we were in the car or in the church van, and we were away to those meetings too. We just couldn't get enough of that learning and just drinking it in. Some of this was new to me. The emphasis on prayer, the emphasis on holiness and godliness, the emphasis on preaching Christ. Those were things that I had never really paid much attention to as a young man. Well, I left school when I was 17 and got employment in an office doing credit control and financial matters and invoicing. But I became unsettled and I began to pray, "Lord, what do you want me to do with the rest of my life?" I had some preaching opportunities in the youth group and in prayer meetings, occasionally in the church, but I never really thought that that would be the direction the Lord would lead me in. So I talked to another believer, and he was in a similar position years earlier, and he advised me, don't read your Bible looking for a word in every text. Just read it to see the Lord in it, and the Lord speak to your heart. Every time I read my Bible, from that Wednesday night until the Saturday night, every time, morning and evening, there was some text, some reference that indicated I should prepare for the gospel ministry. I finished my seminary training in 1993 and was licensed to preach in November of that year. And the same night that I was licensed, a church issued a call. Stayed in that church until June 1999, and then moved to Greenville in September 2009. And that's a long story how I came from Northern Ireland to Greenville, because I had never any intention of leaving Northern Ireland to come to Greenville. But I'm glad the Lord moved me and did that for us back at that time.